listening to The Rolling Wave on The Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. Once again, this is our April 2025 show. You know, we're going to start with something a little unusual. This is Patrick McGovern playing a tune that you're probably not expecting on the Ilan Pipes.
Thank you.
nicht sehr die Suas, Vater Bau, Feu, Sonnen, Jit, Gut, Hokaldi. Und du schön, du nei, Topens, Gal, Wot, Hule, Schau, Geht, Vater Bau, Feu, Sonnen, Jit, Rüste, Süd, Und du
And that was Julie Fowlis singing Blackbird, or Lawn Dhu. And before that, we had another Beatles tune, Hey Jude, played by Dedannon off of their LP from back in the day.
Way back day.
Yeah, this is, I think I got this back in 1982 or something. It's the Dedannon All-Stars, and it features Moira O'Connell. But not on that track. And then we kicked things off with some Illan piping from, let's see if I can remember the guy's name. Well-oiled machine here, guys. Patrick McGovern, and he was playing the Queen of Sheba on the Illan pipes. And that was just him by himself. There was only one instrument, and he was making all of that sound. All that sounded like they're two or three instruments there. That was just
amazing.
Him.
I'd never heard that before. It was stunning.
Yes. And we want to thank our good friend Jeff Hoyt for joining us.
Hey there.
And
thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for all the Beatles this morning.
Yeah.
Are we going to do Led Zeppelin next?
I'll look for some.
There probably is some out there.
Yeah, right. Well, they were kind of a Celtic band, I guess.
They kind of were, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm here with Kat Eggleston. My name is John Daly, and we're having some technical difficulties that has kind of bothered me more than anybody, but I'm hanging in there. And do you want to hear about our difficult night? No, they don't want to.
No.
What? You're going to just say it out loud,
we
just then not go there?
If we don't say anything at all, it'll be much more interesting than when we say that it was actually our dog who woke us up.
And I couldn't go back to sleep. So I'm running on, not all of my pistons are firing right now.
Okay. This is what it looks like when you don't get enough sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to have some Cape Breton fiddling from Mike McDougall. And this is a set of stress bays and reels. Thank you.
with some boys the other day. They didn't like my looks or my free and easy way. They wouldn't let me travel down the sidewalk of my choice. There was a difference of opinion and a raising of the voice. I said, I am perplexed by what you gentlemen require. They said, give us all your money or we'll set your hair on fire. Subtlety did not appear to be the strongest suit, and the hopes of confraternity were pitifully minute. Losing all me money was repugnant to the soul, and besides, I'm not the kind of guy who does as he is told. The fella in the middle was the biggest one around, so I got him in the headlock and took him to the ground. This action was sufficient to enrage the other fellas. They used me as a dance floor as they did the tarantella. Proficiency in dealing pain was high on their agenda, so they whipped me on the back with an Oldsmobile antenna. Yeah. This creative bit of savagery was worthy of praise, and I would have done so had I not been otherwise engaged. But I was busy squeezing air from the big fella's pipes. He was going technicolor right before me eyes. As long as I had my arm around the big fella's scruff, I knew I stood a chance if the going got rough. If they bashed in my skull and my brain started flowing, I'd be taking one of them with me wherever I was going. Yeah. An acquaintance down the block then came to my aid. Brandishing a golf club, he jumped into the fray. He singled out the one with the steel-tipped toes, wrapped the club around his head until it hit him in the nose, and then he jumped on the other one like a rat in a thrash. Punched him in the stomach and he kicked him in the two said, gee, it's late, sorry, we got to run. It's a dirty, rotten shame, cause we were having so much fun. It's then that I noticed that the big fella died. We'll miss him around the neighborhood, a hell of a nice guy. I can't remember a date I enjoyed so much. You can certainly have a good time if you all go Dutch. But now I was stuck with the stiff on my hands. I could explain it to the coppers, but they wouldn't understand. They wouldn't comprehend the motivations we were having. So I stuffed them in the sewer and went back to the tavern. What do you have? I have a pint. I have a pint with you, sir. Stuffed them in the sewer and went back to the tavern. I had a little fracas with some boys the other day. They didn't like my looks or my free and easy way.
Thank you.
Well, now for something.
Wow.
Well, not now. That was something different. That was Lindsey Stirling.
Oh, man. That was fantastic. Thank you for that.
Jeff suffers through all the jigs and reels, and every once in a while we...
Just a little left turn is nice every now and again.
Right.
Who was she?
That was Lindsey Stirling. She was an America Got Talent kind of...
Discovery.
And that was Lollapalooza Paris 2023.
Wow.
She's she's won beauty contests and talent contests.
And if you look that up on YouTube, that is Lindsey Stirling, Stirling, doing cashmere at Lollapalooza in Paris in 2023. It is a show.
There's lots of pyrotechnics.
It is a spectacle.
And she looks really, really good in a leather bikini thing or something like that.
I have to admit she does, but she's also a hell of a player.
Yeah, so
she is a hell of a player.
We try to be eclectic.
We were.
Without losing our soul on this show. Before that, we heard...
James McCandless.
Yeah, why don't you talk about this one,
I will speak about James McCandless. James McCandless we lost him a long time ago, I'm sorry to say, because I still miss him dreadfully, but he was a... an Irish American Chicago dude. His family was, they came to this country way back when. So the album is called Out West Somewhere, and you can find it on YouTube, actually, and I highly recommend that you do that because his songwriting was unequaled. And a lot of the songs that he wrote, except for that one, which was, I kid you not, mostly a true story, except the guy didn't die at the end. But a lot of it focuses on his family's history in the West. And so it kind of goes back and writes a whole bunch of Western Irish kind of themed songs, and they're stunning. So that one was just James on the vocal and the guitar and Bowron, and then John Williams of Solace fame was playing the concertina.
Oh, nice.
James McCandless, by the way, was in his drinking days, was famous for once waking up on a plane on the way to Ireland. And apparently what he had done was he walked into a travel agency in the days before 9/11 and said, get me to Ireland. And they said, you're in luck. There's a charter flight. It's got two extra seats. You can have one of them. He had his passport. He had his credit cards. And he had his guitar.
Oh, man.
And he couldn't come home for 2 weeks because it was a charter.
Oh, wow.
I asked him later if that was true, and he said, oh, geez, you should have heard the phone call home the next day. He's a wonderful guy.
And we started things off with an old classic recording from Cape Breton, some stress bays and reels from Mike McDougall, who sadly passed away quite a while ago. The Warlock Stress Bay, Bagalachan, the Nine Pint Kogi, Colum Finlay, Prince Charlie, and Tarbalton Lodge. And that was off Cape Breton Scottish Fiddle, Volume 2, which if you can grab a copy of it, Topic Records, do it, because it's as rare as... Do hens have teeth? I don't know. So they say things are as rare as hen's teeth. Well, that is certainly rare.
Well, now I...
Let's
I
hope
don't know.
We never find out.
And later on, we'll do our there should be some little animated short film about hen's teeth. really should be. Let's hope we never find out.
We're going to continue now with some Colamaroon from Margaret Stewart and Alan MacDonald off of their CD called Colamaroon.
Shagging and go, 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 shagging and go Sef all y fi'n y fi cyffi, gyr hard o'ch mlaen, chyf hw am dy fi. Edrych a'n ysyn pian yn marx ys chach na fi o'ch a lyle, o hala, o hala. Sef all y fi'n y fi cyffi, gyr hard o'ch mlaen, chyf hw am dy fi. Edrych a'n ysyn pian yn marx ys chach na fi o'ch a lyle, o hala, o hala. Sef all y gyl i'ch lach at mi, all y gyl i'ch lach at mi. Sef all y gyl i'ch lach at mi, gyr awn sef yl y lach at mi. Sef all y graig i'ch saf an mi, all y graig i'ch saf an mi. Sef all y graig i'ch saf an mi, gyr awn sef aig y lach at mi. Sef all y marwn, siach yn un dwn, siach yn un dwn.
Thank you. I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. You masters all in fine sheets at night, dreaming of your dinners rich and pennies bright. When you awake, raging naked to the air, you will find your coffers stripped and cupboards bare. I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. When the trumpet sounds and the hunter hears no howl from fox or hound, then he who owns every army in the land will have to go with bowl of begging in his hand. I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. Yonder vale where the snow lies bare, winter winds will hide our scent from heart and hair. Then fox and hound, bound no more by slavery, will bare their fangs and bite the hand of poverty. I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. I am the fox, and I'll tell you true what your hounds do think of me and I of you. When lavish scraps fall no longer from your knee, he will slip his rope and we will brothers be. He will slip his rope and we will brothers be.
And that is Countercurrent with the beautiful voice of Brian Lindsay and banjo playing of Brian Lindsay and the guitar playing of Alex Sturbaum, who we've played quite a few times on the show. We played Countercurrent here, and they just played on the island, this being 2025. They just played on just last Wednesday. It's March 12th. And to cheering crowds of people.
Hated that I missed it.
High energy. Won't miss
high
it again.
Energy. Well, we'll have to get a bigger venue for them next time because it was really popular. It was awesome.
Yeah. And before that, we heard John Whelan, an islander, originally from the UK and now living on island. And he taught those three tunes. He has on Wednesdays at 2:30 Pacific time, he has a regular, you can sign up for it. It's a Zoom teaching hour, and he'll teach tunes every Wednesday at 2:30 Pacific time. And those are the three he taught this week, three slip jigs. And we started things off with Alan McDonald and Margaret Stewart singing and playing Kola Maroon. And Alan has been to the island, I don't know, half a dozen times. He's performed here and he's hung out at our house and kept us up all night and closed. Yeah. He closed Sporties a few times.
With his pipes sometimes. Yeah. You too. You played.
Yeah.
Well, great.
We were out in the back and he was singing these Gaelic songs, you know. And
you're out in the back in the alley behind Sporties?
Yeah.
Couple of pipers.
Yeah. And he was singing these songs. And this old guy comes up and he was like, "Oh, I remember when my mother sang me those songs." And
oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. I thought somebody was going to start tossing the caber. soon.
So yeah. I forgot to say the song that Countercurrent, that Brian sang with Countercurrent is The Fox, I Am the Fox, and it was written by a woman named Nancy Kerr, she's apparently from England. I had not heard her work before, and now I'm going to have to do a deep dive because it was a brilliant song. I think she teaches at Newcastle University from what I can find.
Oh, wow.
On the Oracle.
All right. So
it's a brilliant song.
Yeah, very
brilliant
good.
Brilliant song.
I thought they wrote it, but I guess not. Mm-hmm. No.
No, although Alex, I wouldn't put anything past them.
Yeah, right. I should also mention that John Whelan is organizing Ilan Piper's weekend on the island. Supposedly, if we can get it all together, it's going to happen on the first weekend of November. And
2025.
2025, right. And there is something else that... Oh, well. We're going to hear some Irish music from Mary McNamara, her brother Andrew McNamara, and her daughter, Sorcha Costello. And one of my customers, one of my leatherwork customers, is a friend of Mary's. She lives in Tula, in Clare, East Clare. And she's probably one of the world's best exponents of the East Clare style on concertina. And anyway, this friend of mine, this customer of mine, talked to her and she sent me her book of tunes. So I want to give her a shout out for that. It was very nice of her. So here we go with some reels, The Morning Star and St. Ruth's Bush. Thank you.
Have you heard of the merchant's son? It's Tay the Beggan, he is gone. He's mounted on his noble steed, and away for pleasure he did ride. Follow little Dido, follow thee. A beggar when she chanced to meet, a beggar wench of low degree, and he's ta'en pity on her distress, saying, "Faith, lassie, you've a bonny face. Follow little Dido, follow thee." Both inclined to take a drink, into a public house he went. They drank whiskey, aye, and brandy too, till the both of them they were rolling full. Follow little Dido, follow thee. They both inclined then to go to bed, and under cover soon were laid. Drinking whiskey, aye, went to their heads, and they both lay like they were dead. Follow little Dido, follow thee. On this wench arose, and she's put on the young merchant's clothes, with his hat so high and his sword so clear, and she's away with all the merchant's gear. Follow little Dido, follow thee. A wee bit later the merchant rose, and looking round for to find his clothes, there's nothing left aye into the room but a ragged petticoat aye and a linsey gown. Follow little Dido, follow thee. The merchant being a stranger to the town, he's put on the old coat and gown, and down the street he did loudly swear that he'd never lie with a beggar named Mare. Follow little Dido, follow thee. It's Tay the Beggan, he is gone. He's mounted on his noble steed, and away for pleasure he did ride. Follow little Dido, follow thee.
That was Michael Roddy playing some Scottish small pipes. The name of the tune is The Hawk, which was composed by James Hill, oh, at least 100 years ago, 200 years ago. And before that, we heard Laup from Newcastle, Durham area. That's they were singing a song, an old ballad from the 18th century called The Merchant's Son. And we started things off with, what did we start things off with?
I have no recollection of the alleged events, Senator. It was great.
Oh, it was Mary McNamara, her brother Andrew, and her daughter Sorsha playing some lovely Clare, East Clare reels. So we want to thank you. It's been great here with Jeff and Kat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they've been... Thank you, everyone, for listening to The Voice of Vashon and for supporting The Voice of Vashon with your dollars. We need you.
And your attention span.
And your attention span.
We need that, too.
And
The Rolling Wave. The Rolling Wave with John Daly and...
Catherine Eggleston.
with expert assistance from Mr. Jeff Hoyt.
Jeffrey Hoyt.
Yes, Jeff Hoyt.
The most famous voice on Vashon. We're going to head out with an old recording of the Edinburgh Police Pipe Band. They don't exist anymore. And I'm looking for the date, but this is so old they didn't even put the date on it. And this is some drums and pipes.